she's not here, can I say that I just nutted?
I think you can.
It's a happy ending.
Yeah, there we go.
Dick blood. Dick blood.
Dick blood.
Oh, you're coming off as cocky. I don't like it.
If you are looking for a dead serious podcast with dry, humorless people, I'm afraid you are in the wrong place. This is Midnight Hollow, and we will dive into some weird, creepy, and downright strange stories with a twist of humor, bad puns, and a whole lot of laughs. So sit back and enjoy the podcast. Just a quick editorial note, I apologize for the consistent volume on my microphone. We only discovered that after the show was recorded. Next episode, this will be fixed.
Wait, who wants to do an opening?
Your mom.
I'll do it.
We already got the opening. We got
your mom.
We've all seen your mom's opening anyway.
That's our opening.
It's getting vicious in here.
Speaking of your mom's opening, let's talk about that masturbating ghost.
Yes,
it took us 0.2 seconds to make it grow.
Now, wouldn't it be better if we talk about the drugs in the woman's vagina? That would be a good segue.
The whole
speaking of your
every single podcast.
What is it with you and vaginas?
My mind references the hole from the first podcast that I was on.
Slick Willie in the hole.
Slick Willie in the hole.
Slick Willie in the hole.
I love that the side of Main Street hosts or Buffalo City Life has like Casper sperm and. I don't know, bunch
and
of other
what?
Alien sex and hashtag suck it.
Hashtag suck it.
This is the dark side of the host.
Yes, we are back with Midnight Hollow. This is episode 7.
You had to think about that.
Yeah, because I usually get it wrong, but we're on episode 7, and we have with us a full house.
Woo!
Hey!
What?
So far to my right, I have Nikki. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty well.
You're
that's a lie. I completely just lied. But, like, I didn't want to weigh everything down with how exhausted I am. So.
You're very diplomatic, and I appreciate that.
Thanks.
And we have our non-virgin, Lisa B. How are you doing today?
We have not confirmed or denied that fact.
And we don't need to.
Well,
how are you, Jim?
We did break her podcast hymen.
I don't like it that you say it like that. Never do that again.
Only to me, too, apparently.
And I had to hold off Nikki because she wanted to sacrifice her. So.
Yes.
Oh, I must have missed that part.
Sacrifice the virgin. And we have back with us Hazelnut.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Hazelnut?
Or Hazel's Nuts.
Hazel's
sorry.
This is all going to be about genitals and today,
really
I think.
Tired.
When I schooled you and she's not here, can I say that I just nutted?
I think you can.
I think that would be appropriate.
I'll just go, aw, Jim, no.
Oh, you nutted.
You nutted.
So I guess we can just jump into, we're going to do another one where it's just a bunch of news articles. I couldn't really find any like story that would be our main story other than our fabulous final story that we'll talk about, but nothing like themed, and I'm hoping we can get back to it. But for now, we're just going to go with the articles, and I guess we're going to start off with the one we did not get to last time. Mm-hmm. That is, the masturbating ghost was finally caught. Evidently, that was everyone was looking for the jack off or the dude. What was your master
boo?
I know you told me not to use it, but that's
no,
funny.
You only laugh at that because you're known for dad jokes. Like, really bad dad jokes. Moving on.
Right. So, it's nothing too exciting, and it's not what you probably think, but...
No, it's not.
On a recent day, an officer responded to the intersection of 5th Street Northeast in Maine on a report of a man masturbating in his car. But when the officer arrived, there was much more going on. Not only was the man indecently exposing himself, he was wearing a sheet reminiscent of an old-style Halloween ghost, police described in the blotter. To top it off, he was reportedly using his cell phone to watch a 1980s-era porn movie. I like how detailed this is.
1980s is not good porn.
No, it's not. It's very, except for Peter North. He's the only thing that really came out that was worth a lick.
No. I just, you know, he could be watching like a 20-teens porn, but no, he's throwing it back to the 80s. I appreciate that.
It's bad. You know that music's like awful.
Maybe that's like what turns him on. You know, like maybe.
No one shaved. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's his sex noise. Like he gets aroused when he hears like the 80s music.
In the background.
Does it say if he has like a mustache, like a porn stash?
I'm thinking more of a mullet because 80s. Yeah. I had a mullet in the 80s.
Did you?
I would pay good money to see that.
Yeah, you need to bring in photos.
I used to have my college ID that had it.
Okay, well, go find it and bring it in. We'll put it on the next podcast.
You saved it. Come on, you know it's still in your wallet.
Well, to move on to something a little bit more gross, I guess there was a squirrel that ended up eating out the contents of a condom. And someone decided, hey, this is a good thing to film.
It is a good thing to film.
It's hilarious. And if I'm recalling right, because I watched it a while ago, I don't remember. They were, like, gagging. The people, like, oh, my God, he's... Once they figured out it wasn't a balloon.
Well, the children were there. And we're wondering why the squirrel was eating out of a balloon. And the parents were like, yeah, that's what it is. Let's not explain this right now.
So the story starts out, warning, this video is nuts.
Oh, God. It's you.
You wrote it.
I did not write it. Which makes sense since it involves a squirrel eating out of an unwrapped condom. Emily Cole, a nanny in Portland, Maine, took the video of a squirrel while visiting Ferry Beach in nearby Scarborough with the kids on Monday. She posted it on Facebook, and it has since started to go viral.
I mean, what else was she going to expect from that? A squirrel eating out...
Like, pizza squirrel went viral, and that's not even gross.
I know. It looks like a balloon, one of the kids were saying. Is there stuff inside it? I couldn't even finish that sentence. No.
Was there stuff inside it? Did we figure that out?
Okay, so when I'm looking at it, I thought he was going to be taking his tiny squirrel hand and, like, putting it in there. like out of like, a chick bag, essentially.
Like a tiny squirrel glove.
Yeah. But instead, he's, like, licking it, which really makes it not okay.
But it's okay to stick his hand in the goop.
But, well, I thought he had just maybe gathered some stuff and put it in there.
So you think squirrels walk around with, like, latex stuff to just put their nuts in there? And
why not?
Maybe, yeah, why not?
A nut sack.
A brush for their tail and, you know, stuff like that.
Just they should.
Like a little knapsack.
Makes sense. I mean, they strip all the fur off their tails. They got to put it somewhere. Might as well be in a...
They're cute.
That's some pretty deep...
Open condom thing.
That's some pretty deep animal knowledge there. Yeah. How do you know that they strip...
It's like a little sleeping bag if they want
to
carry it around.
Because they use it to, like, wrap their nest. So if you ever see a squirrel with, like, a little rat tail, it means they have babies.
Aww. Wow, you dropped some knowledge on
that. I know, right?
That's impressive.
I don't know if it was... If there was anything in it or if it was just, like, licking, like, the lube. But I have to think that, like... A spermicidal lube is not good for a squirrel to ingest.
That poor squirrel's never going to procreate ever. assuming it's a male, of course.
You don't know. Maybe sexist. It was intentional. Maybe it was like a girl squirrel and she was like, I'm not getting pregnant. Let me just have a lick of this real fast.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I'm good for now.
But there's not anything. I thought there was something in there that it was eating. It looks like it's just licking like the edge of the condom.
Right. Well, it might be a dude that just might not spunk a lot, so just be a little bit in there.
Or maybe it wasn't even used at all. Maybe it's just like left on the ground.
But why would you open the package?
People do crazy stuff.
True. Mind you, yeah, so this whole podcast is about people doing crazy stuff.
Just saying.
I want to know what man isn't a gentleman enough to like tie it in a knot at the end.
Apparently everyone at Buff State, right, Lisa?
Yeah. So we had a sex ed week, and they gave out free condoms, and instead of throwing them out like, you know, normal people would, they literally just threw them out their window. And all I remember was walking in my science class and all of these condoms laying on the sidewalk, and I'm like, what
is that considered
happening?
Like a genocide? All these, like, dead babies.
Oh, Nikki.
Wow.
That's dark.
I mean, but is it? Think about the thousands and thousands of children lost.
Can you say the swim team took a hit that day? Okay.
I mean, but you don't know. That sounds,
I have no words.
That sounds like an 80s porno that a ghost would masturbate to.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. Haha, they're all coming together.
Oh. I didn't mean that. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. No, I won't. I'll just be here for another day or two. All right, so on to the next one. We'll get a little bit more serious because this one kind of pissed me off. It's the 12 UFO myths that scientists wish we'd stop believing.
See, that's not what I thought was pissing you off. But go
I
ahead.
Thought we were going to go with the vagina story next.
Oh,
but...
see, no, that wasn't the one that pissed me off either.
The fingernail one pissed me off.
Okay, that one's... That
we
one's
all have individual pissed off stories because mine are none of those.
What's your pissed off story?
My pissed off story is that Trump eats his steak well done with ketchup. That makes me very deeply angry.
Oh my God.
I didn't even read that. What's wrong with him?
I could have guessed that.
It's Trump. What do you mean, what's wrong with him?
He's not well.
He is not a good individual. And when you read about all the things that he is eating, you will like him way less. I didn't think I could, but I do now.
How is he still alive with the way he eats it?
I want to. Let's talk about UFOs.
Illuminati.
All right, so we'll...
This podcast is going to get taken down now.
All right, we'll rifle through the 12 UFO myths here. Okay, now, myth number one, a flying saucer landed at Roswell, New Mexico. Okay, I can buy into that. It's getting old, and the horse has been beaten into glue, and it's time to move on.
I saw that 80s porno, too.
You're into some weird stuff, Nikki.
I saw the 90s Pop-ups. TV show, and it was... Good.
90s TV show?
Well, it's 99.
Oh, okay.
Close enough.
Wasn't there a film of scientists conducting an autopsy on an alien from the Roswell crash?
Yes.
That's a myth, and they say you need to stop believing it.
That scared the shit out of me when I was little.
Yeah, me. When the first time I saw it, without any context, it just kind of sitting like, whoa, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that happening?
But why would you create a 17-minute film?
Fuck with people's heads.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of effort.
Okay, this is where I start getting pissed off. There was a mass sighting of a UFO flying over Arizona in 1997. Literally 10,000 people saw it. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no explanation for it. Why do we need to stop believing in that? That actually happened, and no one can explain it.
Because the government doesn't want you to. That's why the thing is, every time they're like, should we believe this? It's like, so-and-so from the government said... No, don't believe that. That's not possible. And you're like, well, what do you expect them to say?
Right. Oh, no, there's UFOs. And the next thing you know, it's mass chaos.
Yep.
Hundreds of people saw UFOs flying over Russia in 1967. I kind of did a little research on it. It's kind of neat, but I don't have any beef with that.
I could see Russia from my house.
Okay, Pamela. When lots of people see a UFO, it must be an extraterrestrial visit. I don't even know what that means. I'm moving on. Area 51 is where the government stashes alien remains in crashed spaceships.
Totally is.
It probably is, but...
No, they wouldn't bury it there. They probably have in the White House somewhere.
It's probably got, other things in there, too, not just, extraterrestrial stuff.
Yeah. Mermaids.
I thought that was...
Did you just read my mind?
Yeah.
I thought that was where the 17-minute video was filmed in Area 51, but I could be wrong.
No, I think you're correct. And, you know, someone miraculously found a way to get it out of the compound. But the one thing I want to say about Area 51 is that there are true reports where there was nothing there, and then within a month there's, what's that bomber, that stealth bomber, mm-hmm. all of a sudden just appeared out of, that technology... There's nothing leading up to that technology's level. There's not, stages to it. All of a sudden, it just appeared and there it was. And I'm not saying it's UFOs, but I just find it funny that there are stages in our technology development throughout the world where it feels like we skip steps to move forward.
We're cheating. We're copying answers.
There's something that's pushing us forward faster than we actually should be.
Well, to be the voice of reason, I mean, that's probably where they are researching and building all that equipment. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily where they're hiding aliens. It's all of the government tools that they use in warfare and spy planes that they don't want anyone else knowing about.
I'd believe that.
They have disappearing roads in Area 51, mm-hmm. which is really cool. So like when it rains or something, the road will appear and then disappear when it dries up, or when they have water on it, because it's in the desert, so it doesn't really rain. But when they have water on it, it'll appear like a runway.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade, where he had to throw the stuff across there and walk across the
Harrison Ford.
Yep.
The government hides UFO evidence from us. Well, that's of course it. Even if they didn't, they would anyways, just for the fact that they would. It'd be mass chaos. People really.
Has no one seen War of the Worlds?
The one where he fucks the alien.
Love and Saucers.
I got that on repeat at home. No, the new one, the Arrival.
I've heard of this.
Yes.
That is an outstanding movie, and it's exactly how the world would react to it. Like, people would just be like, we're going to attack it. We don't know what it is. We're all going to attack it. So
I feel like,
yeah, that's
kind of where we're at with that. Like, that's why the government would hide it, because that's what would happen. People would go out with shotguns and try to shoot it or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in America.
America. Especially in the South.
Why do you gotta be Southist?
Yeah, I know.
Southist.
My family's from the South. Also Vermont.
So aliens have mutilated livestock.
No, those are the chupacabras, and we
know
that.
Deaf chupacabras.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the chupacabra.
Really? I would not have guessed that.
We should do a cryptozoology theme next.
Okay, yeah, I'm more than that. I love cryptids.
Me too.
I know Alan does too.
Whether I believe it or not, I'm just like, I'm here for it. I want to read it all.
Bigfoot is real.
Bigfoot is fucking real.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And mermaids. But they're like the gross monkey mermaids, I think.
What? All right, so there's Bigfoot. Do you think his foot size equals his dong size, do you think? He's got a big foot. He's probably got a big penis too. You know what they say about big feet.
Well, then
didn't we have a story where like this woman was like claiming that she married Bigfoot or something? Did I make that up?
No, I think
I don't remember this.
Or did we just
hilarious.
Randomly read it?
No, I think it's one of the ones before I would just kind of skim over ones. Yeah, I'm almost positive you're right. There's so we can probably ask her to see if he's got like a big schlong. So
we'll call her up.
The next one is aliens built the Great Pyramids at Giza. Now, I do have a bone to pick with this. I don't believe the aliens built it, but I believe some kind of
assistance.
Technology was given to these people to perform this task, because there's no way in fucking hell they can drag a 100-ton freaking block like 27 miles to build this. There's just no possible way.
Yes, they could if they use logs and they roll it and they take the last log and put it in the front.
They didn't have those logs there, though. There's no logs to sustain that.
Yeah, and they had like a ramp. And they said once it got high enough, though, they wouldn't be able to pull the stone up that ramp. It would be way too steep, even with the logs.
Because they had like 10 people and they had a 1-ton block, and they did the same thing. They're trying to all different ways. They couldn't budge an inch. 10 people at 1 ton. So for 100 ton, they would have to have it's an impossibility. So there has to be some kind of technology that we don't know about. Plus the pyramids, what are they there for? They're not tombs, we know that. What the hell are they?
And why are there so many like similar structures in so many like vast places? Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah, like,
that's true. Like, in the Mayans.
And they have the pyramids, and China had pyramids. Why? Like,
everything's made in China.
That's it. Everything was made in China to shipped out, and that's how it works. But I don't believe aliens built the pyramids, but I believe
they assisted?
Something they had technology that we had no idea about at this point. It has to be.
Yeah, and it could have been destroyed.
Right. Aliens make circles in farm fields to send humans a message.
Okay, I could believe that that is false.
I mean, they did the whole expose on those two guys, those old geezers that went out there and did it. Mm-hmm. Even though they didn't do a great job of it, they said they made the majority of them. Others, I'm not sure how, they couldn't figure out how they were made. So I'm not saying that it's aliens, I'm just like, how the hell are these being made?
Did you know that, like, Scientologists at L. Ron Hubbard's like home that he built, they have like a lot of different symbols, like what is it, like the Kool's cigarette symbols in like the field above the house because, like, they believe that L. Ron Hubbard is coming back to come into a different body. So they, like, keep that entire household running as if he's going to come back. And they have, like, his favorite slippers next to a shower. His favorite brand of robe. His favorite food is there. They have, like, all these packs of cools and, like, books on his bedside table that he liked to read. And they keep everything there, like, pristine and, like, you know, keep buying the food, keep buying the cigarettes when they expire because they're waiting for him to come back. And, like, there's, like, things, like, aerial signs so that, like, his spirit or whatever can see it above and know, like, that's where he's supposed to go when he, like, reincarnates himself. Isn't that nuts?
It's kind of creepy, actually. It's like someone keeping a dead body or something.
What an easy job, though.
Yeah, you just stock, like, an empty fucking building.
And you just sit there.
And you wait.
And then people pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep, I'd be okay with that.
Be a part of your religion.
You know who believed in aliens? L. Ron Hubbard.
He did, yes.
I'm, like, the biggest, like, Scientology following nut ever.
Did you watch the Leah Remini show?
Yes, I did. Every single one. And I read the book by Jenna Miscavige, like, his niece, when she left. That was good. I got it from the library.
I'll have to check that out.
Astronauts have encountered UFOs in space but aren't allowed to talk about them. This kind of pisses me off, too.
I think that's true.
We're talking about UFOs here and not necessarily aliens.
Yeah.
There are things. I forget what it's called. It's this black thing that's been orbiting our planet for, like, 12 years. I forgot the name of it.
Why does it gotta be black?
It does. And it's from Earth. You can't see it, but the space station and anytime they've gone into space, people have seen that. They've had pictures of it. It exists. It's there. What is it? I'm not saying it's alien, but it's there. So pisses me off that there's definitely something going on out there. But
Black Knight satellite conspiracy theory?
Oh, I was like, is it a meteor?
I mean, it could be, like, they rush us, because, you know, Russia's...
Yeah. NASA, according to Wikipedia, NASA stated this is likely space debris, specifically a thermal blanket lost during an EVA mission.
Oh.
I don't know. That doesn't really look like a blanket to me, though.
The size of it is, like...
space debris.
It's a huge object. Like, they have it bigger... It's like, the size... Yeah, it's, like, the size... The height of the space station. It's not some little piece of fabric floating out there. And it would have long been disintegrated by now.
Hmm.
Speaking of, did the Tesla disintegrate yet?
I don't know. Probably not. Even though he seems to be calling everyone pedo for some reason. But we won't get into that.
I feel like there's... whether it's aliens... not aliens, UFOs, there's probably shit in space that they, like, brief them on, and they're like, don't talk about this, no matter what it is. Like, even if it's, like, some sort of satellite, we don't know about it yet. They're like, you can't talk about anything in space unless we, like, okay it first. There's no way that they're like, oh, you can talk about whatever you want. There's no way the government's telling them that, like, they have that freedom.
Right. And that could be the Black Knight, too. It could be something that's...
ours.
Ours or someone else's, but they know about it, but, like, don't say anything. And somehow the images and information leaked. Leaked.
No.
Leaked. All right, that's a good segue to Trump.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this. It's going to make me angry.
All of it's gross.
Yeah. So you guys,
do you want to talk about it or do you want to just kind of skip over and move on to...
It's not paranormal, but like...
It's weird.
It is weird.
Most of the stuff we talk on here isn't paranormal. Well, because people are crazy.
He's got specific food that can fit in his small hands.
He drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day.
That's interesting.
How is he alive?
I believe that because he doesn't sleep. He's up tweeting at 5 a.m.
But you know how much chemicals are jam-packed in the Diet Coke?
You know, fun fact, your body actually rejects Diet Coke as soon as you consume it. But there's a chemical. I forgot. I need to find the story so that I can be
it
super scientific.
How?
But there is some sort of chemical that allows you to digest it, I guess. But it's packed with sugar. It's actually packed with nothing.
Yeah, aspartame, not good.
And water, basically. But
I like that when he...
I'll find that article.
They're like, when you go to go to the White House to have dinner, it's like beef. It's well-done steak with ketchup, which pisses me off. And then there's just like bunches of gravy. Oh, if there is salad, it's covered in like blue cheese dressing with bacon crumbles, you know, just in case you're trying to be healthy. Like, but that's what we're like offering people when they come to the White House. We're like, welcome to America. Like,
well, I'd probably die if I had to eat at the White House, if that's all that's available on the menu.
And then I love that he goes, when they asked him about eating pizza with his fork, he's like, I don't walk around with forks and knives, and frankly it was very comfortable. I don't know what that means. He was comfortable eating it with a fork. He goes, plus this way you can take the top of the pizza off and you're not just eating the crust. I like to not eat the crust, so we keep the weight down at least as good as possible. First of all, there are like so many things grammatically wrong with that. But second of all,
I know you struggled even reading it.
you're like, we're skipping the crust, so you're eating like a fucking pound of cheese and pepperoni, that's fine.
Sure.
Oh, but Atkins. Like, since when are you watching your fucking weight? Like, you're not. You can't eat the crust, but you can have, like, fucking cheese and bacon crumbles on your salad and, like, new packs of Oreos because you're a germaphobe and you don't want to eat from, like, pre-opened packs of Oreos that you've eaten.
How is he still alive?
I don't know. And he doesn't. They said he doesn't eat breakfast and he wouldn't eat all day. And then he'd get hungry after 14 to 16 hours and have a full McDonald's dinner with two Big Macs, two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, and a small chocolate shake. I love that you're like, I would like a small shake and a Diet Coke. Like, you're not doing yourself any favor.
Filet-O-Fish? I mean, come on. Chicken nuggets are clearly the best thing on the menu there.
Well, I think one of the biggest thing here, and it totally
is Trump.
Is totally Trump.
He is the biggest thing.
He likes chain restaurants because he's afraid of being poisoned. That is so Trump.
Yeah.
Like, he's such an idiot that he doesn't.
So go to Olive Garden.
Cleanliness is great. And I'm like, you've not been in the back of a McDonald's. Exactly. Ever, have you?
Like, you have no idea. No idea. I'd rather go to a mom and pop shop than a chain restaurant. Damn, no way. But I just. Trump's concerns about restaurant cleanliness has been well documented. His longstanding love for fast food is tied to a fear of being poisoned. Michael Wolff writes in Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House. Trump had a long fear of being poisoned, one reason why he'd like to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made, Wolff reports. Again, no one ever been there. These people have never worked in...
It takes 2 seconds to spit on your cheeseburger, honey. Mm-hmm. Like...
Well, that was used to be cup fart when I used to work. You didn't like someone, you'd fart in the cup and pour the coffee right in there.
No.
Yeah,
what else did you do? I need to know this now.
Well, I didn't do it because I was just a wash boy. But I'd see, what? He didn't like this? Okay. And it goes and people are eating farts. Eating and drinking farts.
What a gas.
Now, here's my question. Would he eat a 6-year-old meal from McDonald's?
Oh.
Probably.
Sold on eBay.
Before we segue into that, can I just explain the Coke thing?
The Coke thing.
The Coke.
You beat me to it, Anna. Anna beat me to it.
So within 10 minutes of drinking one can, 10 tablespoons of sugar will hit your internal system. The sugar hit is so intense that you would normally vomit, except for the phosphoric acid inside the Coke cuts the flavor so you can keep the liquid down. So your body initially rejects all of the sugar that's in Coca-Cola.
Wonderful. That's why I don't drink it anymore.
In just diet or all of it?
I think this is actually regular Coke, but the aspartame actually tricks your body into thinking it's sugar.
That's awful. Have you heard like the conspiracy theory that like Trump is intentionally fucking stuff up because he never wanted to be president and it was just like a publicity thing, and then like they voted him in and he's like, no, I don't want this, and he like completely changed his policies to be radical and stupid on purpose to like sabotage himself from winning. And he still won, and that's why he's still, like, doing stupid shit, is because he doesn't want to be president.
Well, they said, like, what was it, 10 years ago, he actually had a quote saying, he goes, I should run for president because I could murder someone, run for president, and the I think he said Republicans will still vote for me, so it doesn't matter.
But wasn't he, like, pro-abortion and pro all these things until he ran, and then he completely switched it up?
Because he was losing votes. I don't know.
I don't think he was... I don't think he honestly thought or wanted to be president.
I believe that. He was doing it just for a popularity stunt, and then people were voting for him. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's a hold my beer type of thing.
Yeah, I didn't think he wanted to win at all, like, throughout the whole thing. I'm surprised. And then he was like... Oh, well, let's count the votes. Because I think he was like, let's count the votes. Like,
I didn't win.
Let's see. Did I not win? Right? Like, you'd think if he wanted to win, he'd be like, no, like, shut the fuck up. But he was like, no, let's see. Let's see what it actually was. You know what I mean? It just seems like he desperately does not want to be president and never has wanted to actually be, like, president.
But that leads us into our second to last story, which is going to be Lisa's favorite.
Oh, no.
So, man with the longest fingernails decides to not be gross. That was the headline I first read. I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. Clicked on it. It was only a paragraph, but then it linked to a different one. But I like that title better. The man with the longest, world's longest fingernails has finally cut them off. Sherderskerpenderp of Punani, started to let his fingernails on his left hand grow when he was 14.
Just his left hand. So we know, what he's doing with the other one.
Just discuss that this is an NPR article, first of all.
Right. So it's legit.
As opposed to all of our other articles, well, which Huffington may or Post. May not be.
You know, it's a roll of dice of Huffington Post.
Of the HuffPost.
So I was talking to Lisa about this, and the poor dude probably could never surf for porn and jerk off at the same time. He just couldn't.
No.
You need two hands for that, and that's kind of paralyzed
that's
in one
hand.
That's
why you get Alexa.
But he's 82.
That's true.
He's also been married.
Alexa, please find me Gaping Anal Babes, Volume 7.
Or if you're me, you're
Scene
like,
4.
Alexa, please open my tax files from 2015. Because you all know you hide them in your tax folder.
How can you work professionally as a photographer and have those long nails?
Your right hand.
Yeah, but you still need to adjust the camera, no?
I don't know.
He's disposable Kodak cameras, you know.
Disposable.
For that.
They're like, wow, this filter is great. And he's like, yeah.
I think Instagram ripped it off from him.
Yeah. He just uses his iPhone, let's be honest.
Let's see. So when he was 14, gross. After being told off by a teacher for accidentally breaking his long nail, so that's why he decided to grow it out.
Does it say nail?
Out
singular?
Of spite. I love that. He grew it out of spite from when he was in sixth grade.
Fucking
he's savage.
68 years of spite. 68 years. Holy shit.
Wait, hold on. He hasn't cut his nails since 1952, so he's had these nails longer than my parents have been alive. Like, let's discuss that. That's so gross.
For anyone listening, don't Google the image.
No. Yeah, it's gross.
I don't want that.
Yeah, it looks like a worm or something. I don't know.
Don't describe it. That makes it weirder.
It looks like it should be in Beetlejuice.
He looks like he's ready to drop an album, though. He looks kind of like he's ready to be a rapper or something. Like he has that look like, yo.
According to Ripley's, due to years of growing his nails and the weight of the nails, his hand is permanently handicapped. He kind of opened his hand.
Handicapped. From...
That's your terrible.
Singer.
He cannot open his hand from a close position or flex his fingers.
But he did it in spite that. I'm sure that teacher has learned a lesson.
Yeah.
That dead teacher.
Long dead, but learned a lesson. So if you guys want to know what our main story is, last week was a wonderful story, a heartwarming story about a woman and her potato. this one might be even more heartwarming. So get the kids around the
don't
the
do that. No,
yeah, don't do that.
No children.
So Florida man bites off brother's penis.
Where's he from?
In defense of favorite Dragon Ball Z blanket. And Nikki, where's he from?
Florida.
Shocker.
Is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
The first line of this article was what I was literally just sitting there laughing and laughing and laughing just from the first line.
I know. So everyone get ready for this part because this is the best part. A Florida man. Because even the title doesn't really explain what happened. I don't think the title's all that great. A Florida man walked in on his brother having sex with his cousin.
I was, like, looking, and I was like, no step, no, like, by marriage, nothing.
Nope.
And why is it his cousin? Isn't it also his brother's cousin? Why is it described that way?
I don't know, but yeah, you know.
Wait, was the cousin a female or a male?
It doesn't say.
And that's actually a good question.
I think according to another website, which is not legitimate, so I wouldn't take this.
What did you Google to find that?
I know. Your search is going to fuck.
Yeah, whatever. Let's see. Her? Yeah, it says her cousin could only describe him as savage, and she hopes he rots in prison.
Okay, so this is her moral compass? Is like...
Right.
Well, that bastard interrupted me having sex with my cousin. I hope he rots in hell. Like, that's what it is. Yeah.
Her cousin had a good dick. Now he doesn't. He has no dick.
No dick.
To make this already disturbing situation worse, this unholy act was being committed on top of his favorite Dragon Ball Z cover. And that's where the title comes in. He's like, what the fuck are you doing on my Dragon Ball Z? That had nothing to do with him fucking the cousin. It was like, get off my blanket.
Also, he is not young, so this grown-ass man just has, like, a Dragon Ball Z blanket on his bed, which is also disturbing as well.
I'd like to see a picture of the room, like,
Him and John Bobbitt can hang out.
You know there's a Kill Bill poster in that room.
Fair story.
Yeah. Now, John Bobbitt is a whole other story because I've met him a bunch of times. Yeah, he used to bartend up in the corner of, up in Wheatfield.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, so during the ensuing Mealy, the Florida man bit his brother's penis off. At what point does it come across as a great idea?
You couldn't punch him in the face? Like, why wouldn't you just punch him?
Or knee him in the groin?
You have to put your mouth on your brother's penis in order to do this.
I mean, what thought process led to that, like, oh, hey.
I also love how they, like, they were like, is this true? And then they're like, they confirmed it with the dry penis blood on his face.
That was a little too descriptive.
Well, I'm glad they went that far with it.
I want to know if they finished while this happened.
That's some fucking CSI work right there.
Why are you shaking your head? You don't need to know. I need to know. Maybe they were trying to get caught. Maybe that was their thing. They're like, oh, I hope my cousin doesn't catch me fucking my cousin. And that was like part of it.
Now,
some weird foreplay.
I got lots of thoughts in my head here, but I'm just wondering, is he mad because he's fucking the cousin, or mad because he wasn't fucking the cousin? He didn't think, you know, like, oh, my cousin cheated on me, like, with my other brother.
Maybe it was a threesome. Maybe this is a cover story. Maybe there's a conspiracy.
And maybe they were, like, all no holes barred.
No holes?
And things got out of hand, and off went the penis.
Okay, Slick Willy.
It got out of hand. Slick Willy in the hole?
Yep.
No.
That sparked the confrontation. Police took him into custody and swiftly booked him, as is evident by the dried... Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Dried brother. Dick blood. Dick blood.
Dick blood.
Just not
the scientific
technical terms, you know?
Reference the dick
penis,
blood?
The penis blood. The dick blood on his face in the booking photo.
You know, that sounds like a porn name for, like, a mosquito or something.
Dick Blood.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really bad band name.
Dick Blood.
Emo band name.
It sounds like a name that Andy Dwyer would have picked in Parks and Rec. Like, Scarecrow Boat.
He was, like...
Mouse Rat.
Not Dick angry blood. About fucking... Apparently, he wasn't angry about him fucking the cousin because, you know, there was remnants of that interaction on his brother's penis, which he put in his mouth. So he also had, like, vaginal secretion from his cousin in his mouth as well.
So I'm going
really
to buy in.
Thinking about
I
this.
Am.
I'm like, buying into Nikki's that this wasn't, like, he walked in. I think that all three were going at it, and something happened.
He got cum on his blanket.
Or
he jerked it on his blanket, and then he was like, why'd you fucking do that? And then, because why are you so comfortable biting your brother's dick if you haven't been there before? I'm just saying.
I don't know. That makes a hell of a lot of sense right
there. I'm just saying.
I think we broke the case. There's a threesome gone wrong.
We popped the cherry on this case.
I'm going to write the script for Lifetime movies.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. I would watch the fuck out of that.
Honestly, that would probably be the most interesting Lifetime movie.
Can you imagine
made.
Direct like trying to give any sort of like direction in this movie? It's like, can you move your face a little bit closer to your cousin's vagina? We can't get it all in like this one shot.
Can
like,
you move your sack to the left a little, please?
And we'll need name more the movie, blood.
We'll name the movie Dick Blood.
Dick Blood.
Well, that about wraps it up for us.
Ah, at least someone does.
And
how you doing?
So, Nikki, do you have anything to add to this lovely podcast? I know we just talked about dick blood.
I need dick puns, Nikki.
Dick puns?
Plenty of dick puns, but relating to blood.
We'll get back to her.
I'll think about it.
Lisa, do you have anything to add to this lovely podcast?
No, I think we've covered it all.
Yeah. What did you think of your second podcast? Better or worse than the first? That rhymed.
I think better. We had some really, really disgusting articles. I actually read them all this time, too. Last time I didn't get a chance to read them all. Sorry.
And Anna, welcome back. And you're fairly quiet. I thought you were supposed to be real sassy.
Yeah, I don't really like talking about politics. So the second we got into that, I'm like, I'm not going to.
Well,
I just get really angry when I talk about politics, so I just keep my mouth shut.
She's a classic gal. She doesn't talk about politics or money at the table, at the podcast table.
Mm-hmm.
But dick blood's fine.
I mean, that's different.
I think we had a mouthful of puns, yep. And they were very hard for me to swallow. And that's all
mouthful
I'm going to say.
Of puns. Let's see what you did there.
How you doing?
I like that. That's probably going to go in the beginning. So.
All right.
That's good. All right, well, if no one has
come back now, y'all.
Well, there you go.
And if you notice, don't end the last podcast. If you listen to the last podcast, don't end it right away because there's actually bonus potato humor featuring Nikki, which throws out some awesome puns. So
bonus boner humor.
Bonus potato humor. So don't end it. So I guess since we haven't come up with a better pun, and I guess this kind of fits into our last.
You could do an Eskimo brother pun. They're literal brothers. Yeah. I don't really know if that's a pun.
But the ending is or
it's a happy ending.
Yeah, there we go.
Lisa throwing one at the end. If you're not gonna swallow,
huh?
Don't bite off your brother's dick. Go to Midnight Hollow. Come on, what's that for a tie?
Oh, you're coming off as cocky. I don't like it.
I'm going to end it on that because that was wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.